to Senator Al Simpson. America's not only cheerfully complied with federal laws to give our fine troops a hand, but some went beyond the call. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Congress has seen to it that each reservist who served in the Middle East will get their old job back at the same pay. That's the law, no exceptions. But during Desert Storm, a lot of American companies went the extra mile. Some cases, they also picked up the tab for health benefits, and some bosses even kept reservists right on the payroll. There was even one great story about a serviceman whose buddies worked his shift so the GI's family could get a weekly paycheck. Talk about unselfish. Ted, I know this is a strange one for you to believe, but all of this extra outpouring of pride and humility was done without Congress forcing anyone to do it. These precious acts of humanity were performed because America really is a caring, loving, and compassionate nation. Maybe there is a lesson in this for us in the Congress, or even you, Mr. Federal Regulation himself.
Al, I'm impressed with those stories, too. If only there were more of them. The use of our reserves in the Persian Gulf was the first such military call-up in 30 years. Over 200,000 reservists were called up, pulled out of their civilian careers on short notice, often with severe dislocations for their families. Relatives, friends, employers, and neighbors pitched in to ease the burden, but too many families were left struggling to make ends meet. There are laws on the books to ease such hardships, Al, but they were written for the Korean and Vietnam Wars, and they're hopelessly obsolete today. So Congress spent the past few weeks updating them to provide urgently needed and eminently deserved relief. As usual, Al, your anti-government message is about as accurate as a Scud missile. Private efforts and local charities could never have met this challenge alone. Government had to step in, and it did a good job. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on civil rights and our returning veterans. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Civil rights is heating up again in Congress. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, civil rights is back on the front burner in Congress. This time, there's a new urgency. Even you have to agree, Al. The men and women coming home from the Persian Gulf deserve to find jobs, not job discrimination. The American military is an equal opportunity employer, but too many American businesses are not. Ask any working woman, Al, whether she faces discrimination in her job. Ask any black or Hispanic worker. Stronger anti-discrimination laws will give them a level playing field, a fair chance to get ahead because of their individual ability and merit, not held back by unacceptable attitudes of prejudice and bigotry. Let's give our returning troops the same freedom from discrimination at home that they had in the Gulf. That's simple justice, the American way. It has nothing to do with quotas, nothing at all. No one wants quotas, Al, just a fair chance.
Couldn't agree more, Ted. I only wish those high words would match your real actions. All of us want civil rights and a nation where people are judged solely on their talent and ability. But last year, you single-handedly turned the civil rights issue into one big political football for no other reason than to satisfy your own partisan motives. You intentionally drafted up a quota bill, one you knew and prayed the president would be forced to veto just to embarrass George Bush and make Republicans oppose something that had the civil rights label on it. Ted, you conveniently forget, but it was the Democrats who dragged their feet on slavery for 50 years. Abe Lincoln was one of ours. It was the Republicans who pioneered civil rights, Ted, and we are more committed today than ever before in fighting discrimination. That includes legalized discrimination, exactly the kind you put in your quota bill. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I face off next on the need for Congress to finish the crime bill that it started last year. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. Senator Al Simpson. President Bush has once again sent Congress a good, tough crime bill, just like the bill the Democrats snuffed out last year. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, why do you think Democrats think vile, nasty, vicious criminals have more rights than victims? What we need are strong laws that discourage crimes from being committed in the first place. Instead, the never-ending, circuitous criminal justice system gives thugs the idea they really can get away with murder. When the president sent up some tough crime legislation last year, you and your bleeding heart buddies killed months of hard work in the final minutes of the session. Now the president has sent us another crime bill, and once again he asks Congress to pass it. Ted, justice delayed is justice denied. Think about all of the violent crime which will be committed before you and your liberal pals get their act together. Ever feel partly responsible? You should.
Come clean, Al. Democrats didn't block the anti-crime bill last year. You Republican right-wingers did. You kowtowed once again to the National Rifle Association. You preferred to kill an entire anti-crime bill rather than accept a key provision adopted by the Senate to ban 14 different kinds of deadly assault weapons. Those are the semi-automatic rifles and rapid-fire pistols that drug dealers, street gangs, and terrorists rely on. They have no sporting purpose, yet we've allowed them to turn whole neighborhoods into Saturday night shooting galleries. Why should any two-bit narcotics pusher be free to walk into a gun store, plunk down a few dollars, and walk out with a weapon like that? No questions asked. Try a little test, Al. Ask any police officer what he wants most in the war on crime. He'll probably say, get those guns out of the stores and off the streets. It'll reduce crime, Al, and save police lives. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration's latest anti-crime proposal has the same glaring defect as last year's. No gun control. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, the Bush administration has dredged up the same flawed anti-crime proposals from 1990. They put a 1991 sticker on it and asked Congress to try again. But the same problem that plagued it last year is back. The administration refuses to recognize that any anti-crime proposal worthy of its name has to tackle the issue of gun control. That means two things: banning the sale of assault rifles and imposing a reasonable waiting period before handguns can be sold over the counter. That way, law enforcement officials can run background checks and keep guns out of the hands of criminals, drug addicts, and the mentally ill. It's no burden on law-abiding citizens, Al. It's one of the highest priorities of law enforcement officers. Support your local police, Al. Keep guns off the street and out of the hands of criminals.
Come on, Ted. The District of Columbia has one of the toughest gun control laws in the U.S., but that hasn't kept D.C. from becoming the murder capital of America, leading the entire nation in handgun violence, all of it so tragic and senseless. Ted, the District of Columbia proves again that old adage, if guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. Ted, stop passing the buck. You and your hand-wringing, bleeding-heart liberal buddies always miss the point by attacking guns instead of the thugs who use them. You never help us put them in the slammer. The NRA now backs Virginia's computer check system. I'm for that. If a credit card can be checked in a flash by a store clerk, sure as shooting, why not crooks? A national computer hotline would help us much more than a 7-day wait. But don't josh yourself, Ted. Real thugs don't buy their guns at the retail store, and a waiting period won't solve the problem of the big, bold black market for guns. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Should a simple prayer be outlawed at public school graduations? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Supreme Court already prevents prayers from being offered in a classroom, but now the High Court has agreed to decide a case which could even ban any prayer in graduation ceremonies. The case arises from a man who successfully challenged a benediction and invocation being given at his daughter's junior high school graduation, even though the prayer was completely non-denominational. The federal judge, who barred all future graduation prayers, said the First Amendment was being violated because the prayers might advance religion. Wow. Ted, could we have just a little common sense here? In God We Trust is printed on every single coin and dollar bill in America. We begin each day in the Senate with a prayer. Ted, the time has come to fully respect the rights of a majority who want to enjoy a prayer at one of life's big moments, like graduations. Now that's called free speech and freedom of religion.
Al, few parts of the Constitution are more difficult to apply in the real world than the church-state provisions of the Bill of Rights. That's because the First Amendment contains two conflicting provisions. You only mentioned one, the guarantee of free exercise of religion. You left out the Establishment Clause, which prohibits government from supporting religion. That's what separates church and state, Al. It's not always easy to decide which of those two constitutional rules to apply. Take a non-religious example. We know that many hands make light work, but sometimes too many cooks spoil the broth. It's not always clear which rule to use. For years, the Supreme Court has prohibited prayers in public school classrooms. Whether or not the court decides to permit prayers at school graduations, Al, President Kennedy got it right years ago. He said the best place for prayer is at home and in church. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the right lessons and the right wing lessons of the Persian Gulf War. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Persian Gulf victory has implications for the home front, too. If only we learn the right lessons. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you right-wingers are missing the real lesson of the Persian Gulf War. True, our high-tech weapons prevailed. We need to keep strengthening them to maintain our military edge. But those weren't robots who built and operated our weapons. They were well-trained military personnel. The scientists and engineers who built the smart bombs and other high-tech equipment deserve credit. So do the armed forces for taking high school graduates, training them and turning them into highly skilled operators of sophisticated equipment. It shows what American workers can do when they get excellent training. One important lesson of the war is that investments in education and training pay off. Don't blame American workers, Al, for failing to compete with Europe and Japan. Blame your short-sighted, skinflint attitude that cuts back on education and training.
Ted, you left-wingers really missed the real lesson. Support your country's leaders in 27 other countries in putting down a barbarian. Boy, your comments take more guts than a government mule. For a decade now, you voted over and over again to cut big money for high-tech weapons. You personally torpedoed SDI and stealth and laser-guided missiles, and now I hear you dishing out the credit as if you have some right to it. That really takes a lot of gall. And yes, the scientists, engineers, and military personnel who made Desert Storm such a success deserve the praise, but you sure don't, Ted. The true lesson here is that technology does mean the crucial difference, not only to save thousands of lives, but to shorten the course of war. Ted, Desert Storm did teach us all some very valuable lessons. I'm just sincerely sorry you and the other 44 Democrats who opposed it from the start haven't learned much from it yet. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on new legislation to ensure the rights of women, both at home and on the job. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. All women deserve equal rights, and a new bill in Congress helps to guarantee just that. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, equal opportunity is the core of the American way, but for many women, that goal is still quite out of reach. That's why our fine Republican leader, Senator Bob Dole, and I are promoting legislation to get women equal footing. Ted, our bill strikes out against sexual harassment on the job, violence against women anywhere, and removes the glass ceiling which keeps women from climbing the higher steps on the corporate ladder. It also encourages companies to develop flexible schedules for parents who must work and still want to take good care of their kids. Ted, my own home state of Wyoming, when it was just a frontier territory, was the very first place in the Western world to let women vote. We've always known about equality there. So why not go west, Ted, and join Dole and I on this vital cause?
Al, your version of women's rights is full of Republican loopholes that deny true equality. You can't beat something with nothing. So old chauvinist Simpson, Senator Dole, and the Bush administration have stumbled all over themselves to find alternatives to our Democratic proposal. You didn't come close, Al. Your Republican bills are more rhetoric than reality. For example, race discrimination victims can already sue for damages, no strings attached. But victims of sex discrimination can't. Liability for damages is a powerful weapon against bigoted employers, Al, and women deserve it too. The Democratic bill does that, but your Republican bill piles on restrictions to protect business and make working women second-class citizens. Back to the drawing board, Al. Stop paying lip service to the battle against bias. Do what it takes to end job discrimination against women in hiring, promotion, pay, and all other aspects of work. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on rising unemployment and the worsening recession. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Workers who lose their jobs in the recession deserve unemployment compensation. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, as unemployment spreads, a crucial part of the safety net is no longer providing the protection that workers and their families deserve. The system of unemployment compensation has been in place since the Depression, but it's full of holes. Because of Reagan budget cuts and changes in the workforce, only 1 in 3 jobless workers actually gets any benefits today. The problem is especially serious for the long-term unemployed. The federal government has refused to provide emergency unemployment benefits to these hard-pressed workers and their families. Worst of all, the Bush administration refuses even to cough up the clerical funds needed to process claims for workers already entitled to benefits. We spared no expense for our casualties in the Persian Gulf, Al. Surely we can do a little more for the casualties of this recession.
Ted, there surely is nothing worse than losing a job. That's why unemployment checks are written. But for heaven's sakes, you're talking about a state program that uses state payroll taxes to give folks a hand when they need it. What you never like to mention is that lots of states have big surpluses in their unemployment accounts to get through a recession. Smart move. Other states, like your Massachusetts, are plumb broke and need a bailout. Democrat stewardship. And even in some states, like yours, have to borrow from the feds to keep up their benefits, the federal account for this purpose is a record high of over $3 billion, still plenty to fall back on. Your response to every single problem is raising taxes, but there's no need for that here. What this country does need is to get the economy rolling again. Ted, how about dropping the tax on investment capital and giving President Bush the line item veto? Good new jobs are always the better cure for unemployment than any Democrat solution. They always fail. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Should the Soviets stop getting arms into Nicaragua, arms which they then siphon over to the cruel rebels in El Salvador? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, last month in Honduras and Salvador, soldiers stopped an old banana truck only to discover a smuggled shipment of Soviet-made rocket launchers and electric detonators. These weapons and others have now been traced directly back to Soviet military aid to Nicaragua and its potent Sandinista army. Ted, why not join me in telling the Soviets to knock off their arms shipments to Central America? Not only is the region's peace at stake, but American lives are also at risk. Don't forget our U.S. Army helicopter, shot down last fall by rebels using Soviet surface-to-air missiles, and the crew murdered. The Soviet response to our official protests have been unclear. That's because they don't think we're united on this one, that we don't care. How about showing them different?
Al, the Sandinistas are the real problem, not the Russians. We all condemn the Sandinistas' continuing support for rebels and terrorists in Central America, but it's hard to blame what's happening down there today on current Kremlin policies. Soviet military aid has dropped dramatically. Now that the Cold War is over and the misguided Reagan policy of U.S. military aid to the Contras has ended, what you conveniently ignore, Al, is the biggest crisis today in Central America, the civil war in El Salvador. Talk about misguided military aid. The Bush administration has just ordered the resumption of full U.S. military assistance to the right-wing government of El Salvador, in spite of that government's support for the notorious death squads that have murdered thousands of innocent civilians, including the Jesuit priests. If we want peace in Central America, Al, the Bush administration is doing exactly the wrong thing. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on One Stop Shopping. Tune in tomorrow in the Mutual Broadcasting System. Ted Kennedy with a new idea for Senator Al Simpson. One Stop Shopping. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, here's an interesting new concept to wrap your mind around. It's called One Stop Shopping. You know what that means in terms of the shopping mall, a place where you can find a variety of products under the same roof or close by, so you don't have to drive all over town to get what you need. In public policy, it means putting a wider range of community services for families in the same accessible place. Schools are for educating, but with a little effort, they can also be places where students are screened for health problems and other needs are met. Neighborhood health centers can become places where families arrive for health care, but leave with information about job training and a wide range of other services they're eligible for. One-stop shopping, Al, cuts costs and ends the maze of fragmented and inaccessible services and brings real help to real people.
Hold on to your hat in that high wind of yours, Ted. But you just praised a program that George Bush not only created but got Congress to support last year. Thanks to Bush's leadership, five states, including my own home state of Wyoming, have begun to experiment with ways to consolidate federal services. It does make a lot of sense for federal programs like commodity benefits and food stamps to share office space. It's sure more convenient for those who need the help and can save Uncle Sam a ton of bucks to be better spent. But let's remember that in pooling these programs, we have to guard against watering down the services we provide. A public health nurse is not a social worker and shouldn't be expected to perform both jobs. Efficiency is one thing, cutting corners is another. Caution and good sense here, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on civil rights groups who seek special treatment for a few instead of equal rights for all. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Civil rights groups which seek their own special treatment for minorities are losing their credibility. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, a study just out by the Activist Leadership Conference on Civil Rights found that the vast majority of Americans strongly support equal opportunity and plain old fairness on the job. Overwhelmingly, people said they want promotions to be based solely on hard work and merit. Bad news for you, Ted. The study also discovered that folks just refuse to support preferential treatment for any minority. Those surveyed said most civil rights groups only want to create special treatment for a select few, something that's repugnant to them. Ted, let's get back to basics. Civil rights must protect the freedom of each and every American, not just a few. Last year, the whole country saw right through your quota bill and they killed it. Let's get civil rights back on track by passing a good bill instead of passing the buck.
Al, I'm not for quotas, and I don't know anyone who is. It's that old Republican trick. Shout quotas to conceal your shameful refusal to challenge job discrimination by business. Cover up your opposition to equal job opportunity for all workers. Job discrimination is wrong, Al. Prohibiting it has nothing to do with quotas. Americans who are willing to work hard deserve full legal protection against businesses that discriminate. It's not just race, Al. We're talking about blatant discrimination against women in the workplace and against elderly and disabled workers. What they deserve is a chance to get ahead on their own effort and talent. They don't deserve to be held down by barriers based on unfair discrimination. We're talking about the heartland of America. Hard-working middle-class families. Shape up, Al. Tell the Republican Party to stand up for working men and women and stop coddling employers and businesses that discriminate. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Children in Poverty. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. We're losing the war on childhood poverty. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, if young Americans could vote, Congress would have adopted Social Security for children years ago. But children can't vote, and America has childhood poverty rates that would shame a third world nation. Something went wrong in the war on poverty, Al, and a lot of the blame belongs on the White House doorstep and Republican budget cuts. In 1960, the poverty rate for children was a shameful 27%. By 1969, we had cut that rate nearly in half to 14%. But then we let it climb back up again to 20% today. That's a scandal, Al. Join me in urging Social Security for children. Let's guarantee every child a decent start in life and a real chance to escape from poverty. If we can liberate the 2 million people of Kuwait, Al, we can also liberate the 5 million American children under six who live in poverty.
What are you going to do now, Ted? Liberate these kids away from their own parents? You pay the same lip service to this one as you did to freeing Kuwait. When you finally see this problem as something more than money, percentages, and statistics, maybe then we can find the answers. Instead of leaving this basket full of old liberal guilt at the back door of the Republican White House, why not help inspire the nation to meet this challenge with the same American pride and spirit of unity that George Bush used to bring us together during Desert Storm? That would certainly go a lot further than writing your usual blank check. Ted, we do need to find a way to get children and their parents out of the cruel, recurring cycle of poverty. Let's break those bonds. Instead of teaching American kids to rely on Social Security from the cradle to the grave, that might ease your conscience, but it sure won't help make good, productive citizens. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Democrats who drag their feet on opening the first permanent nuclear disposal site. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Will willy-nilly Democrats in the House prevent the opening of America's first permanent nuclear waste storage facility? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, while Republicans have worked hard and long to develop a safe place to store spent nuclear fuel, you pliant Democrats continue to block us at every turn. Your latest move came from the House Dems, who want to halt the opening of the first permanent nuclear waste dump ever built in America. Congress has spent $800 million making certain these natural salt caverns in New Mexico will do the trick. Come on, Ted. Get your buddies in the House to allow the Energy Department to begin testing this site this summer. This storage facility was supposed to go online back in 1988. Stop dragging your brogans. Until we get a safe tomb for nuclear waste, it just continues to pile up around the country at places near huge populations of people. You're always the big environmentalist. You should get cracking on this one.
Hold your horses, Al. We all want to start using those new permanent nuclear waste storage facilities. We'd like to have started yesterday because radioactive waste is piling up at too many temporary storage sites in too many communities. But it's irresponsible to rush those new storage facilities into operation before we know that they are safe. It's not just Democrats calling for delay, Al. Republicans are concerned, too. Those underground salt caverns in New Mexico are a case in point. Serious questions have been raised about leakage in the caverns and about explosive vapors that could be released as the nuclear waste decomposes. We're talking about waste that contains plutonium and other radioactive substances with extremely long lives. Until the storage sites are proved to be safe, Al, it would be reckless to start filling them. The last thing we need is to compound the existing temporary storage problems with a new environmental disaster at the permanent sites. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Greedy manufacturers are driving discount stores out of business. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, discount stores are an American way of life. They're also a lifeline for hard-pressed families trying to make ends meet. Let competition flourish, you say, Al. Let's see if you mean it. Recent Supreme Court decisions make a mockery of the anti-price-fixing laws by giving new power to manufacturers to set the prices that retail stores must charge for their products. Other decisions have given new power to high-priced retailers to connive with manufacturers to put discount stores out of business. One ruling even made it legal for a high-priced retailer to threaten to stop dealing with its supplier unless the supplier stops shipping products to competing discount stores. Price fixing by any other name is still price fixing. Which is it, Al? Free enterprise or price fixing? Let's stop the big boys from ganging up on discount stores and ripping off the consumers.
Ted, what are you babbling about now? Those so-called recent court decisions you talk about are over 4 years old. And after the consumer sag in this year's Christmas season, discount stores are some of the only retailers making a profit and doing a bang-up business. Why don't you really get to the brutal truth about your resale price maintenance legislation? It will just drive one more nail into the coffin of quality American-made products in favor of a flood of cheap foreign goods. Ted, we don't need some more federal regulation to make competition more difficult. The Federal Trade Commission is actively going after anybody who fixes prices, especially manufacturers who demand minimum prices. Ted, I'm all for free enterprise and capitalism. Your dad and mine flourished under it. Let others be so lucky. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I face off next on the need for tamper-proof ID cards to fight illegal immigration. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. The tide of illegal aliens, which was on the ebb, is starting to surge back up again. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you and I don't always see eye to eye, but we did get together and work to pass a Fair Immigration Control and Reform Act back in 86. It was good sense legislation aimed at stemming the flow of illegal aliens who cross into the United States each year. And at first, a dramatic reduction in illegal immigration did occur, but now the influx of aliens is rising back to over 1 million people a year. And Ted, the big problem is that illegal aliens can get around the law with a fake driver's license and a phony Social Security card. The old saw now, well, if America put a man on the moon, then surely we have the technology to create a tamper-proof Social Security card, which proves someone is exactly who they say they are. But Ted, let's use good old brain power to solve this one. Just brawn at the border won't work.
Al, as usual, you take a good idea and run it into the ground. Where you're heading is towards a national ID card. No one wants that, and we have to be careful not to take any step we'll regret down that road. True, we need to do more to combat the booming business and fraudulent IDs. We also need to simplify requirements on business. Current law contains tough penalties on employers who hire illegal immigrants, but the IDs that honest workers normally use are so easily forged that many employers are reluctant to accept them. Instead, they refuse to hire Hispanic Americans and other ethnic applicants for jobs, for fear that the workers will turn out to be illegal immigrants. One answer, Al, is to make the most widely used current forms, such as driver's licenses, tamper-proof. The last thing we need is your new national ID card. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on more college aid for parents and students. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Parents deserve more help in financing a college education for their children. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, hard-pressed parents across the country are increasingly concerned, and rightly so, about the soaring cost of college for their children. It's harder than ever for families to make ends meet and pay for a college education. Part of the problem is what's called the worsening imbalance between grants and loans. In 1975, grants accounted for 80% of all student aid. By 1989, the figure had shrunk to 49%. Because of the large federal budget deficit, more and more students are forced to go deep into debt to pay for their education. To its credit, the Bush administration wants to provide larger grants for needy students. But the administration pays for it in an unacceptable way, by cutting back on aid for middle-income students. Those students need more help too, Al. If education is your real priority, you'll give it to them.
Complaining is a way of life for you, Ted. Maybe you too should go back to school and study up on the real facts. The federal government is now spending $20 billion a year on financial aid for students in college. The Bush administration is not backing off its commitment. Right now it spends almost $6 billion a year on Pell Grants. And if Congress agrees, when the Higher Education Act is reauthorized this year, the amount an individual student can receive under a Pell Grant will jump 54%. And let's not overlook the basic need for students who receive financial assistance to keep their grades up. And some parents milk the system. Each dollar wasted on a student who doesn't care a whit could help a deserving student stay in school. Get your priorities straightened up, Ted. The key to a successful college career isn't just money, it's desire, drive, and preparation. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I face off next on whether the new Democrat Task Force on Government Waste will go after the Democrats in Congress. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Democrats have a new task force to tackle government waste, and just in time to attack the abuses heaped up by their own party. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, government waste got a lot of powerful attention when President Reagan formed the Grace Commission almost a decade ago. That task force exposed a ton of problems and gave us the first concrete advice on how to cut federal spending by trimming the fat. But with the Congress controlled by you Democrats, you first bashed the Pentagon all over the place, and then turned right around to fight the closing of obsolete military bases, which would really save the big bucks. Now you diligent Democrats have formed a new task force against government waste. What a laugh. You got us here. It all comes just in time to go after members of your own party, including one Democrat who turned a $4 million project into a $60 million fiasco. So turn up the music and face it. It's sure to be embarrassing for you.
Big talk, Al, but you have too much SNL egg on your face for anyone to take you seriously on government waste. You remember the SNL scandal, Al, the biggest financial mess in history, thanks to the Reagan administration's ideology that deregulated the savings and loan industry. You let crooked SNL executives gamble away billions of depositors' dollars in fly-by-night real estate deals that crashed and left Uncle Sam holding the bag. You know who Uncle Sam is, Al. He's the millions of American taxpayers who have to foot the multi-billion-dollar bailout bill for those SNL con artists. Congress just coughed up another $30 billion to pay the latest installment on the bailout, and that only gets us through the end of September, when the next bill comes due. As they say in the circus, Al, it's a big job cleaning up after a big elephant. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on criminal penalties for employers who tolerate dangerous conditions at work. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Tough criminal penalties can prevent injuries in the workplace. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, let's put more teeth in the laws protecting the health and safety for working men and women on the job. You right-wingers love to brag about being tough on crime, except when business commits the crime. Too many firms get only a slap on the wrist for flagrant violations of laws protecting worker safety. There's no criminal penalty, none at all, for an intentional safety violation that cripples a worker, even if the violation kills a worker. The penalty is only 6 months in jail. Legislation in Congress will close these loopholes by imposing stiffer criminal penalties for intentional violations. 5 years for causing serious injury, 10 years if death results. Executives convicted of these crimes will be barred from using corporate assets to pay their fines. Tougher penalties are needed, Al. It's the best way to make employers think twice. before cutting corners on worker safety.
Ted, tough penalties do make crooks think twice. That's the whole point of the law, protection and deterrence. So why don't you ever join us in dealing stiff jail time for the real hard-boiled criminals? Ted, let's review your ragged recent record on cracking down on crime. You voted against the death penalty at least 5 times last year. You voted against habeas corpus reform to shorten the appeals process for murders to some reasonable length. You voted against making the good faith exception to the exclusionary rule part of federal law. That was one that every law enforcement group in the country supported. You ain't exactly mother's little helper here. Ted, you and your head-scratching, bumbling buddies have turned our legal system into Swiss cheese. You give criminals loopholes big enough to drive a truck through. So pardon me if I guffaw when you suggest that company executives should get stiffer jail sentences than rapists and axe murderers. Talk about a flight of fantasy. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.